This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. At least 85 missiles struck Ukraine Tuesday, targeting cities and energy facilities across the country. Two residential buildings were struck in the capital, Kyiv, as AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Video published by a Ukraine presidential aide showed a five-story, apparently residential building on fire in Kyiv. The city mayor says three others were struck too and that air defense units shot down missiles. The strikes followed air raid sirens in the capital and break what has been a period of comparative calm since previous waves of drone and missile attacks several weeks ago. The strikes also follow what have been days of euphoria in Ukraine, sparked by the retaking of Kherson. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday issued a new report indicating both Russia and Ukraine have tortured prisoners of war during the nearly nine-month conflict, citing examples including the use of electric shocks and forced nudity. The UN's Ukraine-based monitoring team based its findings on interviews with more than 100 prisoners of war on each side of the conflict since April. The team said its interviews with Ukrainian prisoners of war were conducted after their release, since Russia did not grant access to its detention sites. Head of the UN monitoring mission, Matilda Wagner, spoke to a Geneva press conference via video link and told reporters her team found credible allegations of summary executions on the Ukrainian side of Russian prisoners, noting that no progress has yet been seen in Ukrainian authorities' investigations into those cases. On the Russian side, Wagner said you released Ukrainian prisoners told them their treatment was aimed at intimidating and humiliating them. Russia's defense ministry didn't really respond to the report. This is VOA News. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry Tuesday met with his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the annual United Nations Climate Conference, known as COP27, now in its second and final week in Egypt. The meeting was a sign of improving relations between the world's top two polluters a day after a meeting between the nation's two leaders. Kerry met for about 45 minutes with China's top climate official, Xi Zhenhua, at the Chinese delegation's office at the COP27 conference zone. Kerry said the two climate envoys had a very good meeting, but added that it was much too early to talk about outcomes. Speaking to the Associated Press, World Resources Institute climate director David Waskow said just the fact the two men met is good news.
We are certainly much better off in a world where the U.S. and China are talking to each other about climate change. If they don't talk to each other, I think ultimately we could end up in a world of mutually assured destruction. So yes, breathing a sigh of relief.
Members of the Chinese delegation left without commenting on the meeting. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is in Kenya for a three-day tour on behalf of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Gates' visit is focused on climate change issues. Wangari Inyoka reports for VOA News from Nairobi.
American businessman Bill Gates is slated to hold a series of public engagements. American businessman Bill Gates is slated to hold a series of public engagements that will include meetings with national and local leaders during a three-day visit to Kenya that began on Tuesday. Gates toured Makueni County, located in the southeastern part of Kenya, where he met with County Leader Mutula Kilonzo Tuesday at his office. Kenya's Citizen TV also reported that Gates visited the Makueni Mother and Child Hospital. The Gates Foundation has committed to funding farmers in sub-Saharan Africa who have come up with innovative ideas that could help with food security and combat climate change. The Microsoft founder met with two farmers who are promoting irrigation as a strategy to deal with East Africa's increasingly erratic rainfall. Kenya, like other East African countries, is going through a severe drought that has left millions of people needing food aid. Gates said he is focused on learning from farmers who are using digital farming tools, such as applications that can help detect diseases in plants. On Thursday this week, Gates will be at Kenya's University of Nairobi, where he will meet with students to discuss other ways to improve food security and adaptation to global warming. Wangari Wanyoike for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
The office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Tuesday urged Iran to immediately release and drop charges against thousands of people arrested for taking part in peaceful demonstrations across the country. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.